My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guests to the program. They have been traveling around the world, and they are back with us from around the world, actually, I might add. Dr. Gastone is in Florida. But Dr. Hilda is in Belgium, and I welcome the founders of Health U Project back to the program. Welcome. Good to have you all with me.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Greg. Good morning.
Wow. Well, it's a beautiful sunny day in Florida, I see. And what time of day is it in Belgium?
It's 3 p.m. now.
Okay.
And it's not a beautiful sunny day here.
Well, if I could show you what it is here in Texas, it's the same way. Last night we had a gigantic storm with thunder and lightning, the kind of thunder that literally was rattling the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, big storm. I looked outside just a little bit ago, and there's like puddles and rivers everywhere on my property. So lots and lots and lots of rain last night. I understand that, Dr. Hilda. Well, let's get into this. When you were with me the last time, we talked about the Health U Project, but it was still kind of a little more under wraps and in the final preparatory stage for launch. Now you're a little bit further along in that process and you're launching, and you've got a big event coming up. So let's talk about the event and tell me, if you would, what is Health U Project and why are two doctors trying to talk their patients out of out of pharma and out of medical care? And it's kind of illogical. I'm just saying.
Well, Hilde, do you want to go?
No, go for it.
Okay. Fantastic. So, you know, both Hilde and I have a sense of wanting the best for our patients at the deepest level. And the one thing we came to realization, each one of us in our individual path, is that the system today, as it is, with all the good that it may have or has, and all the shortcomings it has, those shortcomings are essentially tied to the concept of dependence and disempowerment. And these are two very, very important words in the equation, because the other thing we came to realization is that the process of healing is a process that comes from within. We are not the ones doing the healing for our patients. We are a map. We are a tool. We are a guidance. Consequently, if I'm in a process of, say I am a healing and I'm doing healthcare, and I create an environment that disempowers my patient, that takes away from that power of healing from within, instead of me humbly being at the service of my patient, then I'm going against what I state. So, and in this equation, there is a fundamental aspect, which is the fact that information is power. So if we are finding a system that doesn't really do what it's stating that it wants to do, which is caring for health, then we realize that what we have to do is come out to the public and offer unabridged what we know, because this is the best way we could figure out how to empower patients in that journey of figuring out disease and health. And so Health U Project was born with the intention of sharing our knowledge as medical doctors with decades of experience in that journey of empowering our patients, or our students in this case, and creating for them a path to self-dependence.
So, Dr. Hill, you've experienced a great deal of pushback as it relates to this, and one of the areas that you fought on was the mandatory vaccines and the you know, pharma's push to say, you know, we have an answer, when you in fact understood that the answer they were giving was the wrong answer. Can you talk about that? Because that really melds into, I think, the purpose of this journey that you are on with Dr. Gaston.
Well, yes, it was a confirmation that the system is not really helping us while pushing those experimentary, let's call them injections. And it was, again, a confirmation of things I knew already before, that, a lot of the healthcare system is more profit-driven than, idealism-driven. So what happened to me was that I got suspended by the Order of Physicians, first for 1 year, and then I went into appeal, and then it was reduced to 6 months. But so, yeah, you get punished for speaking your mind. And, of course, now the COVID vaccines were, actual, but here in Belgium, it was also before when you work with natural treatments or with treatments that don't have an official approval, which they may never get, as a lot of medicines, you cannot take a patent on them. Then you also are invited to this order of physician and you risk suspension. And some of my colleagues even have lost their license unless they are willing to, to apologize and bow again to the system and promise they will never do it again, which of course they won't do. It's clear for me what happened actually in the beginning of the COVID is after 2 weeks I made a video, and as I was in natural healthcare, I made a video about how you improve your immune system, because I thought at that moment we all, I still believed in the pandemic, so I thought, okay, let's take the approach of empowerment and see what people can do themselves, with herbs, with lifestyle and so on.
Sure.
So I made this video and a document. And what happened was that the video after 2 weeks was disappeared from YouTube. And I felt what is happening here? I mean, I'm just talking about natural medicine. And it was clear that also that was not welcome during the pandemic. So here we are again, and we really try to, there's so much that people can do, and people usually when they think of diet, they think, I can't have anything nice anymore and I have to lose weight and it's a torture and so on. But there are many things you can do which are actually nice to do. It's a real, it's an adventure. It's really experiencing new things, new combinations. There's a lot that people can do that will give them joy. It's not like a punishment, no sugar, no fat, no nothing. And then, of course, there's this other part that Gaston was mentioning. It's how do you do it? How do you dive so deep inside or find your resource inside or above you, whatever, to find the strength to change things, also emotional blockages. Why don't do people things that they know are good for them? So we try to give the whole package so that people can take it up and really get empowered.
The idea being holistic.
Yes. And holistic in every way. It's not about just natural food and lifestyle. It's really about including the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, the whole human being, actually.
And I know, Gaston, you and I have talked about this and the element of faith and how faith plays a role in all this. And really coming back to that, that sometimes holistic, the Christian, and I did this initially, I looked at holistic and I thought, oh, that's new age, that's not God, and what have you. And that's a lie. It's a facade, because the reality is that God's the one who gave us the herbs of the field. God's the one who gave us all of the elements that are used in the holistic medicine. The issue is we don't elevate the medicine above God, but we recognize that God is the source of those elements. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Yes, definitely. This is a fascinating aspect of the experience. I mean, you were laying it out perfectly, because here we are praising God and doing all these things with our mouth, right? Where we talk all this talk, and then we forget to walk that walk. And nature, we talk about nature, and nature seems to be something of the past, because we have all the synthesis and the industry and the science, and we forget two things there, or three, I should say. I'll keep the last one as a punchline, so to speak. We forget that that nature is a brilliant engineer. I mean, many orders of magnitude above what we grasp as humans in our minds today about the about reality. And then we forget that nature is God. So those two fundamental things do not align. Those fundamental tenets do not align with all the talk we have about praising God and asking for help. I feel so many times that we're praying. I see we're praying, and God is looking and saying, "Listen, when are you going to realize I gave you all the tools you need? They're right there in front of you."
The word says, "I gave you everything for life and godliness." That is exactly what the word of God says. And it's interesting, because what you're talking about is Romans 1. How does God, the word of God says he revealed himself in all of creation. Now he says, now don't elevate the creation above the creator, which you don't have to do in order to embrace the things in the creation that God has given us for what? For life.
I mean, more clear, impossible. As a punchline, it's my favorite quote in the Bible. And it's John 14:12. And it's our Lord Jesus himself telling us, "Verily, verily, if you believe in me, what I have done and more will you be able to do."
Mm.
What did he tell us? What is he telling us there? Do we believe in Jesus? Do we believe in God or not? So if we say we do, let's please sit down and start grasping what he meant.
And what can happen for us when we combine the confessions of our faith with the actions? I mean, that's why I take all of the, I introduce my body to the natural things that I introduce my body to, is because, the word also says this is his temple. So we should be taking care of the temple, so then we can more fully fulfill the rest of the things that God has asked us to be engaged in doing. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, Dr. Hilda, I want to get into with you how this looks, because, we were talking as we were coming in, you mentioned, I know you guys went in to Russia as an example. I want to talk about how this health thing is viewed by the rest of the world, because we can put on our American eyes and kind of get an institutionalized American view of this. And I know you fought some of those same institutions where you are. You mentioned that, but I'd like to get an idea of a more global view of what health means to other people around the world, and why the pursuit of this project is so important. We'll be back to talk about that coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation, because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my very special guests are Dr. Hilda Desmet, healthuproject.com, and Dr. Gaston, here we go, Dr. Gaston Cornu-Labat. Huh? How about that? All right, that's it. My light bulb went off, and now it's turning off again. <It's> Oh, all right, Dr. Hilda, we're talking. I wanted you as we close out this final part of our segment this morning to talk a little bit about the impact of this idea relative to how it impacts the global community. We think about it through our American eyes, but I want to get people to understand that this is a global issue that we're facing and not something that's just restricted to America. We're not the only ones dealing with these kinds of restrictions and with this kind of pushback. You experienced it where you are in another part of the world.
Yes. If you allow me, I would just like to pick up something of the conversation before.
Sure.
About having this healthy body to do your task. And I think that's an important thing, because what we do notice is that health on itself is not a goal. It's like, why would you be healthy? Yeah, just to be healthy. You want to be healthy to do the things you really believe in, and to fulfill your mission, to do whatever you need. And for that, it's easier with a strong body than with a weak body. So I think that's really important, because people are often, well, health, yeah, why would I be healthy? Why would I do an effort for it? Yes, you do it because there are things you want to accomplish. There's a message you want to spread, whatever. And for that, you need strength. You need vigor, whatever. So something on the side. So about the rest of the world. So Gaston and I, we went to Russia the end of March. And let's be clear, the whole situation, what is happening here in Europe and in the US is the same there. The vaccines have been pushed. The central digital currency is being pushed. So it's a bit the same. And actually, a bit of, well, a romantic idea I had to leave behind was that I kind of believed that in some cultures, people were still more connected with natural medicine. And I think it still exists, but those have become really rare. Even like in Africa or in India, it's the Western grip on it with all its influence. People have really kind of lost connection with that. Yes.
You go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted people to know that when I'm squirting up my nose is not some crazy, you know, pharmaceutical thing, right? And in the midst of all we're talking about, oh, there's Pastor sticking pharmaceuticals up his nose. Actually, this is silver with menthol and CBD, and you can find it at mychronicsilver.net. Mychronicsilver.net. Use the code CHOSEN and you'll get a discount. But it's silver. It's Mychronic Silver. What's the silver, guys? Come on, help me out. The colloidal silver. It's colloidal silver, but it's been stabilized through a process that was developed in Israel. And so it doesn't lose its potency. And it's a very special formula that you can find at mychronicsilver.net. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sitting here squirting that stuff up my nose, and I thought people are going to go, well, yeah, that's real good, but Pastor Greg's over there squirting pharmaceuticals up his nose. We see it. No, what you see is me using natural stuff, just like what we're talking about. Go ahead, Dr. Hill, I apologize.
So anyway, for example, a couple of years ago, I was in Brazil in the Amazon with a tribe. And they have like a big natural medicine. But for some reason, when this Western doctor comes in with vaccines or whatever, they just accept it. It's like it's this big power and they kind of tend to leave their natural knowledge behind them. And I think that's also part of the Health You project, is that we really want to bring back this indigenous wisdom from the ancestors, which are sometimes over 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 years old. And people tend to forget it. It's like the ones with the big money, with the big mouth, with the big power, they bring in their new vision, which is, well, less than... Well, not even 100 years old, talking about conventional medicine. And you see that all over the world, people are like leaving behind the knowledge of their grandmothers, of their ancestors, whatever, for this new thing. So I think what is happening in the US is happening all over the world, unfortunately. And we really hope that many more initiatives like this will be established, like all over the world. People from all over the world are welcome to our courses if they speak English, but this should be done in Korean, in Thai, in in African languages, it's so necessary that people really remember, well, the pharmacy of God in their garden, in their environment, that this creation is so perfect, so beautiful, that it provides all these things we need. We just forgot how to use them, to see them, and to appreciate them.
All right. Now, I want to do this because we're going to run out of time. We're at the bottom of the hour, and I don't want us to miss this opportunity. You have a couple of things, events that are coming up. There's a Restore Health Freedom Rally that's coming up. And I believe, it's going to be coming up this weekend, right? Tell me about that, Dr. Gastone. You're going to be there. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm one of the guest speakers. This is a manifestation. This is a protest. This is an event that is put in response to this Anthony Fauci, the giving a commencement speech for the graduation of the medical doctors at Washington University. It has been felt by the organizers and by the people that are responding to this so distorted. To have somebody like Fauci addressing the new graduates, that the truth or a different version of the truth is being brought forward through our speakers. So there's going to be a commencement speech for the graduates as an alternative to whatever nonsense Fauci is going to talk about.
So now where is this going to take place?
This is in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
On Monday.
All right. So this coming Monday.
May 15th,
St. Louis, Missouri. So those of you that are listening that are able to travel or perhaps might even be in that area or know people in that area, it's Restore Health Freedom, and it's a rally and a march, and you can participate in it. Near the center of Clayton, and it is the Restore Health Freedom Rally, and it's telling me University of Wash, St. Missouri Francis Olympic Field. It's going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, from noon to 6 p.m., hosted by Missouri Stands Up. And there is a shuttle from the hotel there, but just go to Restore Health Freedom, Restore Health Freedom, and you should be able to. Francis Olympic Field, Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. All right, there's another thing that you guys are also doing, and that is you are launching YourHealthUProject.com, and you're having a seminar on the 24th of May. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's correct. So people can go to HealthUProject.com, which is the word health, the letter U, both for you and for university, HealthUProject.com. There's an invitation to our introductory course that's launching on the 24th, and there's a possibility of signing up for the whole course. A lot of work. We don't get out of this just very easy. Each one of us is going to have to put some elbow grease because we have to rebuild ourselves and our relationship to our health and our experience. It's going to take work, but we're bringing forward we're not holding back on anything. So we're giving everything we know for people to figure things out.
There you go. There you go. All right. So two events, one coming up in St. Louis, Missouri, over the course of this weekend and culminating with the gathering on the 15th, which is this coming Monday. And then the other one, which all of you, everybody watching right now, everybody listening right now, can participate in, and that is by signing up at HealthUProject.com, and if you go to HealthUProject.com, you can sign up, and this is going to happen on the 24th of May, the 24th of May. It's an introductory class. Is there a cost associated with that?
There is a small cost associated with it, yes.
Okay, all right. And so all the information for that will be found when they go to sign up at healthyuproject.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, very good. Dr. Gastone and Dr. Hilda, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Yes, and I look forward to having you all back and hearing more. This is folks, you know how important this topic is to me personally and the journey that I have been on and how natural health, God's natural means for healing has had such a dramatic effect, not just on how I was able to survive this accident, But even before that, when I was given 3 to 6 months to live, before that, when they didn't think I was going to survive the Epstein-Barr virus and a fever of 104 degrees, and I literally could feel my insides shriveling up, and they put six of those bags of IV fluid into me, and I didn't dispel any liquid. Think about that for a minute. They put in my arm IV six bags of liquid, and I never dispelled any liquid. That's how dehydrated my body had become because of the Epstein-Barr virus. So I'm telling you, I've been in this fight and in this battle as a patient for about 25 years. And I thank God for doctors like yourselves who recognize the significance of using the things that God has created for us to give us good health. So thank you for being warriors in this battle.
Oh, you're welcome, Greg. And to add to your journey, from what I know of your journey, not only was it important to find natural tools, but the most fundamental aspect of what I understood of your experience is you took charge of your journey. You didn't sit down to listen and depend on whatever others were telling you.
Yeah.
You took charge. And you are the driver.
Yeah.
We are the man.
And thank you for reminding me of that, because that was something my wife said to me as we close out this segment. Something my wife said to me, she said, honey, you know, I was in ICU with you. I stayed with you for those 6 weeks. I was there when you were, you know, pretty much comatose and into ACU. And she said, every time that you would kind of wake up, you would start praying. Mm-hmm. And you would start making declarations of warfare in your prayers, warring for your own life. And she said, I watched it. I watched other people, and I watched others, and I am sad to say I watched others die. And I watched you live. And I watched others die because they didn't understand the significance of warring for their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
This is why this message is so critically important. And I'll tell you, I was crying as they moved me out of ICU into ACU, and with several nurses and my whole family there, crying because God had shown me as believers how important it is that we recognize that there is a physical and there is a spiritual battle for your life that is taking place. And doctors and nurses who work in intensive care units and deal with that kind of traumatic medical experience understand it, because they battle both. They battle both on your behalf. It's a war. And it makes all the difference in a world when they know that there's a family on the side of that patient that gets it and is fighting that fight with them, and that the patient is fighting that fight with them. Man, oh,
absolutely.
Man. Yeah, that. So I can't tell you how significantly important it is. And one does not outlay the other. They are both incredibly, critically important. You can't fight this fight with one arm tied behind your back. You can't do it. You need both arms in the battle in order to win. So critically important. Thank you, Dr. Gastone. Thank you, Dr. Hilda. Thank you so much. And folks, I'm just telling you, you really, Project U, Health U Project, I apologize, healthuproject.com. Get signed up May 24th. They're going to give you the introductory class. This is knowledge you need, especially in light of where we're headed and the things that Dr. Hilda talked about that she saw in Russia when it comes to the universal health and the restrictions and all the things going over there with the idea that, oh, wait, we're going to get introduced to, you know, this is going to be great. It's going to be so free. Not so much, because it isn't. It isn't there. It isn't here. It isn't in Belgium. There's the only place that there's freedom is where you create the free space. You have to create your own free space. And if you won't create your own free space, then you will be a slave and you will die.
Oh, amen. Amen, Greg. Exactly. Exactly as you said.
God bless y'all. HealthUproject.com. We're going to take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side. Israel. I need to let you know, Israel right now is in a war. It is very, 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 very serious. And I encourage you to stay with us as we talk about what's happening there. We'll be back with that coming up right after this break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And we'll see. I'm not sure if I'm going to have a guest joining me or not, but I've got breaking news coming out of Israel right now. This morning, the situation is very tense in the south and north. Israel knows the blowback will come and will be big, but so far, a tense quiet. Minor mobilization is underway in Israel, and children are being moved away from the border towns and settlements. Shelters have been opened, and citizens have been told also to get ready in the center of the country. Possible sweeping IDF operation to start in Samaria. And here are, let me see if I can get this one to open up as well. Okay, so OSINT Defender. Wow, the commanders of both the Al-Quds Brigade and the Gaza Brigades of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad were reportedly killed in a decapitation strike by the IDF against a headquarters building on the Gaza Strip. That was last night. He says this is about to get really bad. Islam is a poison. Everyone forgets the way Israel literally invaded Egypt. Okay, and other countries in founding has killed American military personnel. Okay, well, there you go. So you've got some combinations. Hezbollah maybe gets in, but I doubt they will. IDF Home Front Command also ordered that until Wednesday at 6 p.m. there will be no classes, gatherings will be limited, and work will only be done in protected spaces and communities located in the Gaza envelope region. In other words, they are anticipating something major. Here is a article put out by the Times of Israel. Reserves called up, okayed as army carries out fresh sorties. Explosions continue to be heard in Gaza as Israeli forces seemingly continue to carry out attacks on targets in the Strip. Blasts have been heard sporadically since Operation Shield and Arrow kicked off over 2 hours ago. Anticipating that the army will eventually encounter resistance, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant okays the army to call up reserve troops as needed in any field. So this is a pretty serious situation. Out on Twitter, you've got Channel 13, Jonathan Schanzer. I guess he's a reporter. Two senior Islamic Jihad commanders killed tonight by Israeli Air Force. Other jihadi leaders also believed killed. Israel has struck preemptively here, which is somewhat rare, expecting a major response. Big question right now, will Hamas join the Islamic Jihad response? During the mini war last year, Hamas sat it out. We'll find out soon enough as Islamic Jihad vows publicly to respond. For now, Israel's scope appears limited. 8 to 10 fatalities reported, nothing further right now from Israel, and no response yet from Islamic Jihad. Israelis heading to shelters anyway. IDF calling this Operation Shield and Arrow. I have no idea what this means or why it was important to name the operation, but the IDF apparently just sent out an official notice. Channel 13's Orheller, and we'll try, let me open up a thing there, warning of possible response from north of Israel, from Lebanon. Palestinian terror groups have dug in up there with Iranian weapons, and they could try to draw Israel into a two-front conflict. Remember yesterday on the program, actually, you may not have seen it. Hopefully, you'll get a chance to hear it. In yesterday's part number two that's up on Spreaker and available to you in your favorite podcast form, iHeart, iTunes, Apple, so on, we talked with Dr. David Wormser. Dr. Wormser described for us the issue in Iran and the advancement of Iran's military capabilities, weaponry capabilities, and their nuclear capabilities. And make no mistake, they're essentially going to be a nuclear power. They are 97% of the way there. And he described how the first 3%, relative to converting the uranium into bomb grade, is the most difficult. They are the predominantly, actually, they're not 97. They're sitting at 60% right now. But that last 40% is the easiest pathway. And they have bypassed what conventionally happens is that you have an entity, and what they do is they create the bomb itself. They enrich their plutonium so that they have the ability, so that it becomes weapons grade. Then they begin the process of developing the delivery system. Iran has done this in reverse. Iran has said, you know what, we're not even concerned about that. We will have the plutonium when we need it. They have been working on their delivery system. They've been working on their missiles. They've been working on their warheads. And they're set. They have their missiles. They have their warheads. They're basically ready. They have the delivery system is what's about 97-98% in place. So that means all they need to do now is just go ahead and flip the switch and enrich the uranium. It's not plutonium, uranium. And once they enrich the uranium so that uranium is now weapons grade, they just put that into the warhead, and now they've got a nuclear missile that they're up and launching. Folks, that's how serious this situation is, okay? So warning of a response from north of Israel. Now, I'm going to try to see if I can't show you these updates. But these are the individuals. Okay, so there we go. These are two of the guys right here. Let me show you this on the screen. And let me get my doctor's names out of here. I'm not sure. Let me see. I figure that out. Hang on one second. I got it. There we go. Let me get that. Let me take care of that. And then let me get my name out of there as well, because that's blocking the picture. And there we go. Okay. All right. So what we have here... there we go. And there we go. So what we have here is a commanding officer of the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization's Northern Gaza Division, Khalil Batani, Baitini, is the name. So he is, Baitini was entrusted with approving and carrying out all terrorist activities from northern Gaza, as well as planning and directing terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians and planned shooting at Israel in the immediate future. And then the next guy over is Tariq Az al-Din. And he is the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization's senior operative and coordinator of terrorism in Judea and Samaria. In recent years, Az al-Din was promoted in the commanding chain of the organization, entrusted with the coordination between the Islamic Jihad in Judea and Samaria, as well as transferring funds for terrorism from Gaza to Judea and Samaria. A short while ago, they struck... recently, a short while ago, the IDF struck another senior operative of the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization, Tariq Az al-Din, who directed Islamic Jihad operations in Judea and Samaria from Gaza. Recently, he was planning a direction of multiple attacks against Israeli civilians as Az al-Din 49, originally from Arab in Samaria. The IDF continued to operate for security of civilians in the state. And then the final target was this guy here, and he is Jihad Anham, Secretary of Cooperation for Terrorists Islamic Jihad terrorist organization's military council secretary, Jihad Adnan. And a short while ago, IDF fighter jets targeted another senior operative of Islamic Jihad, Jihad Anham, secretary of cooperation for the terrorist organization in Gaza. He resided in Rafia, was one of the most senior members of the organization, previously served in key positions in the terrorist organization, including commanding officer of the Islamic Jihad's Southern Gaza Brigade and secretary of the military council. In his last position, he was entrusted with coordinating weapons and money transfers between the Hamas terrorist organization and the Islam Jihad. What we must understand in the midst of all of this is, imagine if we were, we're getting there. And unfortunately, our administration just right now is a joke. They're not a joke. They're a threat. The current administration is a threat to United States security. But because the terrorist cartels, and I can show you documentation relative to that, the cartels in Mexico are acting very much like these terrorists relative to Hamas and Gaza and these commanding officers and so on. You've got the same kind of issue that's going on and at our southern border that is happening with these individuals here. And it is, to say the least, should be of grave concern to us. But imagine if, you know, having that sitting at our border, what do you do? What do you do when you know that you've got these guys that are plotting these kinds of horrific destructions? I mean, this is terrible. Now, according to publications in Syria, the campaign of assassinations against Islamic Jihad officials began on March 19th when the GAP claimed that Israeli intelligence had assassinated the organization's senior Ali Ramzi al-Aswad, who served as an engineer in the suburbs of Damascus by a squad of killers with pistols and silencers. Who knows? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But you know what? Like I'm just saying, if you know you've got individuals that are performing in this way, that are doing this, you have a duty as a nation defending your border to stop these individuals from this. And so this is what Israel is doing. This is what the IDF is doing. The IDF is stepping in and preemptively striking to put a stop to the ability of these jihadis to be able to attack civilians. And make no mistake, they are attacking civilians. They are murdering unarmed Israeli civilians in Gaza and across Israel. It's not just in one location. And so the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, is stepping in and saying, hey, we're not just gonna sit back and let our people be killed. Unlike what's happening here in the United States of America, where we have a national force that won't step in and do what it is constitutionally responsible to do. And unfortunately, and we'll talk to Matt Long briefly about this coming up next hour, unfortunately, here in Texas, our state legislature has killed the border defense bill. It's dead. You can contact your representative, but the border defense bill is dead. And it is dead because these individuals have decided to put an end to it. It's a very sad state of affairs, I have to tell you. We'll talk about that with Matt Long. So I got coming up hour number three. Ken Thornburg and I are going to talk about why deliverance is important, getting your temple cleared out of the demonic. And then Matt Long and I will have a conversation. How much pain is it going to take to get people engaged, to get people involved? At what point will that happen? I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours.